I'd like to take a moment to thank our wonderful sponsors this evening, Chana and Shlomo Berger, generously sponsoring the Shir Now After Mincha memory of her dear sister, Esther Mora, Esther Bas Meir. Aleha HaSholom, the Heilige Neshama, Shavizocha, to a tremendous, continuous Aliyas Neshama, and Gan Eden Shamayla, Mechayel, Lechayel, Met Hashem. I mentioned the Yartzeit as well, the Miriam Bas, Rav Shimon Yehuda, Aleha HaSholom, and likewise, the Heilige Neshama, Shavizocha, to a continuous Aliyas Neshama, and Gan Eden Shamayla, Mechayel, Lechayel, Be'ez HaShem Yisborach. Approaching now the Siyuma de Milsa of Sefer Shmos, Kefidula Shoinus of the Ramban, concluding the Sefer Agola Ayadei, the off-to-joining Parshios of Vayakil and Pekudei. So let's turn with Siyata de Shemaya, one of the most famous Sfarnos in not only Sefer Shmos, but really one of the most oft-quoted Sfarnos in all of Chamishukum Sheitaira. And it's in the opening pasuk of this week's second part of the parsha, Da'ayne Pekudei Ela Pekudei HaMishkan, writes the Heilige Sforno, when the Torah Kedosha describes the Mishkan as the Mishkan HaEdos, writes Rav Avadja Misforno as follows. Just heard someone recently call him the Sforno. A lot of people say Sforno. I could tell you years ago I was a scholar in residence in Rimini, Italy on a Pesach program. And I was saying a Daf Yomi Shir, and there was a historian from Britain who was sitting right next to me. And when I said, Rav Avadja mi Bar Tanura, the Rav, on the Mishnayos, he said, Rabbi Feiner, but Mechila, it's Rav Avadja mi Bar Tanura. There is no place called Bar Tanura. It's Rav Avadja mi Bar Tanura. And when I quoted the Sforno, he says, oh, I'm glad you got it. It's the Sforno. And anyone who knows Rabbi Polkowitz's English translation of the Sforno knows that he spells it S-F-O-R-N-O, not S-P. It's the Sforno, Rav Jimmy Sforno, and not the Sporno. That's a British historian who says he was Ma'ayan and he did research into these inyanim. The same way when I quoted the Ramami Pano in his Asura Ma'amaris, he said, Rabbi Feinab and Machila, there's no place, there never was a place called Pano. I said, I understand. I have the Ramami Panos of Sermon Morris in the back. There's a page in English, and it says the Ramami Fano, F-A-N-O. So I said, I know, but I said, I went to Shira by big people, including Amosha Shapiro and Herzl for years. And Amosha always said, the Ramami Pano. Lamaisa, the more correct is the Ramami Fano. And when I've said Ramami Fano, someone came over to me after Shira once and said, Ramami Fano, I hope you don't mind if I correct you, but it's the Ramami Pano, not the Ramami Fano. I said, let's not go there. Let's not go there. It's the Ramami Fano. He's from a place called Fano. And then I saw he was using... somebody in the Daf Yomi was using this as before Art School was out, or before Art School was famous. So people were using the red Gemaras. What do we call those red Gemaras that people used along with the Jastro before Art School came out with these English Gemaras? We had one. Everybody always said the Cincino. Cincino, he says, oh, Rabbi Farner, it's not Cincino. There never was a family in Italy called Cincino. It's the Sonchino family. That's it, the Sonchinos, not Cincino. So, I always be careful who is sitting next to you when you say a Daf Yomi. Rav Avadja Misforno, here we go. Famous tickle. Adiv Ramasko Mishkan, Aedo, Sipur Mailazel Mishkan. And all this Gansa Richus, elaborating, expounding upon all the Mailas of the Mishkan. Shebishvilom HaYeroi Lios Nitzchi Vishalolipo Biyad Oivin. Be'etzem, it was implanted, ingrained in the Koch of the Mishkan. In theory, it had the ability to continue ad infinitum, forever. And it was never going to fall beyond Ivim. What are all the Milas we've shown? It was the Mishkan Edis, because he had the Luchas Edis. And it was a Shepokin Alpi Moshe. Moshe Bina was at the helm, like the famous Yalkut. Why couldn't David HaMelech go ahead and build the Beis HaMikdash? State in the Yalkut had David HaMelech built the Mikdash, and never would have been destroyed, and therefore we wouldn't have the outlet of Hashem Yisparach Shofach Hamaso Al Eitzim Al Avonim. He would have had no recourse but to destroy Klaius or Chalila Vachas. So it's not just because David shed blood. The truth is, the Yalkut, that's not the main reason. It's not because he shed blood. That was Mechemetz Mitzvah, not Mechemetz Rishus. It was that had David HaMelech, the Kondush that he was, had he built the Beis HaMikdash, it can never be destroyed. It had to be Nivneh. Ah, Yedei Shlomo Melech, David would infuse the bias b'tzad the ruchnius, but the grand edifice would be erected. Ah, Yedei Shlomo Beno, Shlomo Osias Hasholim, he would bring the shlemus to the Malchus Beis David by constructing the actual bias that's always attributed to none other than his righteous father, Mizmashir Chanukas Abayas LeDavid. Akoponim, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Alka goes on to say, and Moshe built the Beis HaMikdash. That's one of the reasons Hashem couldn't let him go into Eretz Yisrael. Had he gone into Eretz Yisrael, built the Beis HaMikdash by Hal Maria, likewise it can never be destroyed. But Lemaisa, there was still a implanted, you see, in the Mishkan, it was poked out by Moshe, and in the end of the day, Vayaka Moshe, it's all attributed like the Netziv says, he's the one who put it up, and it's all Hakol Echachra Chasima, it's attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu putting it up, that gave it an eternal koach. Moshe Rabbeinu remembers Kenegan Midas Netzach. Number three, Aisa Vodas Alevim. The Yari Summer and his Marach and that Nakuda you had number four, Betzalel ben Huri ben Cholamati Yehuda. Asa Aya, Grace Tzadik, Betzalel was building it. And then he says, not only Betzalel, but all the Chochmei Lev, writes the Sforno, it was built solely, exclusively, Ayyadei Klai Yisrael, Ayyadei Betzalel, and Aliyah, the head of the lion, and the tail of the lion, Gor Aryeh Yehuda, Don Gor Aryeh, the Rosh of the Shvatim, the Sof, the Zonav of the Shvatim. They had everybody together, it was all Klai. So Klai Yisrael got, they joined forces, they built a Mishkan, they thus infused, ingrained inside this edifice the power to exist. Lenetzach Lenetzachim. It's going to go on forever. I don't know what, it was dismantled, but the Beis HaMikdash was Nechra, Chorban Bayis Rishon, Chorban Bayis Shedi. We don't have a day mourning the loss of a Mishkan, because Lamaisa, there was never a Bechina of an actual Chorban Klapi, the Mishkan. No, it was put up, Ayyadei Betzalel and Aliyev and the Chochmei Lev, and it was Pokad Ayyadei Moshe, and it had the Mishkan. Because it had the Luchas Eidus, Allah Milas the Mishkan had. So, Mamela, there's no Musig of a Churban the Gabi the Mishkan, but it was what? Nezbatlo, there was a dismantling of it. Akoponim, we have a day of Tishmav. That's the Mishnah Tainis Chavav Amud Beis. We have all the tragedies of a Tishmav, saddest day of the year. Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni. We had an actual Churban. How could that be? All right, the Heligus Forno. Enough of a soap be out of him. Why? Because it was not done Ayyadei Yidin exclusively. Chira Melechoshe v'chule, Goyim contributed, Goyim helped the supplies, they helped to build the Beis HaMikdash. So there was a Tfisas Yad of the Goyim, of the Sonim, the Ovim, in the actual Maisa Binyan HaBayis. And therefore, they had already had a Pesach, Leichi Timtzin was there, that one day it was Asadli Charev. Similar type of idea. We find the B'nai Soscha writes, and Igor de Pirka, that based on this idea, this Sforno writes, the Igor de Pirka, Yimod Adam Das, Lizar Shalol, Nesmi Adam Shein Ohagen, Befrat, and the Mishtalib. When you want to collect the money, you want to build the yeshiva, you want to build the base manners, the base classes, you got to be careful who's giving you the money. The stories are aplenty regarding Chashver Shashivas. They didn't want to take any posel to come money, any Chash, Gezele, Vachule, any money with strings attached. Why? Because if you take their money and the money goes into the Mice opinion, of being Meyasig, the base Knesset, the base Venus, the Moisar Atayra. And what happens already is felt now, there's a chisar, and there's a deficiency, and the Etzem Benias Ha, Malkama Torah, Malkama Tfilo. You got to be very careful. There's always a Roshem, there's always a Koach HaPoel in the Nifal. You got to be careful. Is it stained money? Is it tarnished money? Something always to be on the lookout for. And of course, the stories abound regarding the Mir Yeshiva and many others. Akoponim, Alot Sher Ha'ara. We saw clearly in the Sforno that the Mishkan had the koach to be l'netzach netzachim, but we transitioned from the bayis mani of a Mishkan to the bayis kavua of a Beis HaMikdash, and that the Goyim participated on various levels. Mamela, it was built already from the outset with the Goyim having a tfisas yad. If they took part and the actual building of it, they likewise could bring it down eventually one day. Those were the subsequent churban of the bayis. Question that I have is L'chayra, it's a Shver Rashi. Rashi is quoting the Gemara. It's a Gemara, it's a Chazal, Megillah, Tazayin of a base. Let's turn back the pages to Parshas Vayigash. What happened after Yosef HaTzadik discloses his identity to the brothers? So after he tells them, I am your brother Yosef, continues the pasuk in Vayigash Mem Hey Yudbeis Vnei Anechem Rose Vnei Achi Binyamin. He singles out Binyamin. After all, there was a close filial bond, a very close family relationship, unique brotherly ties, which the Maral Derech Agav says the closest relationship in the world is the relationship of siblings. That's why Ach and Achot, writes the Maral, shared the etymology, the identical Shorash as Echot. Echot is Gematria 13, Avo is Gematria 13. When you love someone, you in essence become Echot together with them. Echot, Avo, Gematria Echad. Echad is Miloshen Ichoy Hakera. When you have a split and you stitch up the split, that's called Ichoy Hakera. Stitching it up and it becomes one again. Two distinct parts now merge and fuse into one. Upshot into one remaining result, which the Ichoy Hakera. That's Ach and Achot and Echad. Explains the Maral. A brother and a sister share the same Shorash. It's the closest relationship in the world. That's siblings. So the closest out of all the Shvatim, Yosef and Binyamin. So he separates them, turning to all the brothers, Hinei and Echaros, Ve'inei Achi Binyamin. And then two psukim later, we get to that famous pasuk. Pasuk Gedalet, and the Torah Kedosha continues that storyline with the following. Vayipol atzavri Binyamin achiv vayevk, Ubinyamin bocha atzavaro. Right? The Garashi quoting from the Gemara Megillah. Vayipol atzavri Binyamin aso, and the Sifsei Chamino, this explains from the Loshen Rabbah, Binyamin doesn't have two necks. He only has one neck. Elawana must be here for the Drashas Chazal, for the metaphor, the base of Mikdash Kayadua, and various psukim and shashirim. It's metaphorically likened to the tzavar. We explain the neck is the Makam Achibur between the Olam HaSeichel, the Moach, and the Binyan HaGuf. The Binyan HaGuf starts from what? Shechem, starts from the shoulder. That's why Shechem ben Chamor, Shechem the son of Chumrius, raped and abducted Dina. Shechem is the beginning of what? It's the shoulder, the Aschol of the Binyan HaGuf. What connects the beginning of the Binyan HaGuf with the Moach, the Rosh HaSeichel, the seat of the soul? That's the Tzamar. That's where Koach Adibur is. Koach Adibur is Ruach Memalala. Turning back the pages to Unkelos, Tavinus, Unuzil, embraces Bei Zion. That's Vahamas Adam, the Ruach Memalala, when he's infused with the Neshama, and that's the Koach HaDibor, that the vocal cords originating in the neck. Neck is the Chibur between Seichel and Gof, between Ruchni and Gashmi. That is the Makam HaMikdash. The Makam HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, essentially is the Makam HaChibur between Shamayim and Aretz, Elyonim Tachtonim, Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Amela, he doesn't have two necks, he has one. Huh? He's really crying, what? Al Shnei Mikdash HaShasidim Yisrachelko Shabinyamin V'Sof HaNechore. And they're going to be destroyed, and that's what troubled Yosef. Well, continues the pasuk. He's not the only one doing the cry. We know that Yosef does more crying than anyone else in Sefer Bereishis. That itself warrants its own cheer, while Yosef is crying so frequently. Hakoponim Binyamin Bachav Tzavar, why Amishkan Shilo Sha'osilias Vachelko Sheyosef Vesopole Charev, it's going to be destroyed. Rashi, Chazal, Sopole Charev, Sforno, it's never going to be in a Charev. What do you mean? It was poking out the Moshe. It was built solely Ayyadei Batzalal and Aliyev and all the Chachmei Lay. And had the Mishkanitis, how could it be destroyed? I saw the Otzer Pelosa Torah also asks this kasha. How could it be? He doesn't ask it from the Rashi that I quoted. He starts over the Sfarno, and then he says, have a shiloh. He says, how could it be? Yeshalo hoyer al divrei Sfarno. Based on the Gemara and Zvachim, kufir chesem eis, it says, kishemes eili hakoim, chorva shiloh, bolanov, shmolar nasi, chorva no. So it does invoke a lotion of chorban. How could it be chorban? The Sfarno told us, the Mishkan would never be near chorib. So I'm asking the kasha in the Gemara and Megillah. He has the kasha in the Gemara and Zvachim. So he says, behech ratzvichim, the first divrei Sfarno, that the Sfarno doesn't mean just because of anyone given mile. It's the combination of all the mile. Once the Aron Mishkan Eidus, the Luchas Eidus was taken away from the Mishkan, the Plishtim Lamosho got a hold of the Aron. Now you don't have all the Milas enumerated by the Sforno. Now there could be a Pesach of the Goyim. That's clearly not the Pashtus. And then he goes on to say that's not a Rechaim Kanevsky learns. He quotes Rechaim Kanevsky Zatzal, and we just had his Yartzai Shusham Purim. Rechaim wrote a Gemaldig Sefer called Derech Chochma. Derech Chochma on the Rambam Hilchas Beis HaBechira, and writes Rechaim Kanevsky. He says, yes, the Gemara's welcome says Eloshen Chorva, but the Maisa we never see in Psukim of Tanakh that there was ever a Maisa Chorvan. Copy the Mishkan, whether in Shiloh, whether in Nov. We see what? The Mishkanos Shabahan Botlu. We see that they were Nisbatel, but Fakir, we see that there was a Shiloh already in the days of Yeravam, and there was a city of Nov, and they were still built up. It must be, therefore, Kavanas Chazal is not Chorvu Mamish, Kavanas Shechorva Ir Miyosa Mishkan Shom. Once there was no Mishkan, once the Yidden dismantled the Mishkan, it's Ke'ilu the cities were Nechari, but there was never a Maisa Chorban, Klape, the actual Mishkan. And that's the whole idea. Once the Aron was taken away, they dismantled the Mishkan, but if out of the Goyim never touched it, there was no Maisa Chorban, that's how Chaim Kanevsky answers the Kasha. So La Maisa then, so was if an Indian a bit, though, why use the Lashon of Chorban? Why is it Takal? Perhaps one can say as follows. Churban, why do we call the Beis HaMikdash when there's a Churban Abayis? Where do we get this Lashon Churban? Churban, the Maral says, is Miloshon Cherev. Now, what is the Cherev? A sword decapitates. Specifically where? When someone has decapitation or Mises Herig L'mashal. So what is it? Sword decapitates Bedafka by the neck. The whole idea of a Cherev cutting off is cutting by the neck, which represents the Chibur of Ruchni Tegashmi. You cut off just like a Maisa Shchita by the Kon and the Veshet. You decapitate a person by cutting into the tzavah, right? The moral, that's why it's called Churban Abayis, Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, Churban Miloshen Cherev. There was a cut. Why is there a cut? Because the Psukim and Sheashirim and in other places Tanakh metaphorically label the Beis HaMikdash a tzavah. It's called the neck, and quite appropriately so, because it's a Malkum Achibra between Elyon and Tachton, between Shemayim and Aretz, between the Ebeshter and Chai. So when there's a Maisa Churban and now the ties are severed, what Moshul are we going to use? Dav Koloshen of Churban, the Hainu Miloshen. There was a decapitation of sorts, figuratively speaking, because now we cut off the tzavar, the makom hamikdash that connected, that linked the top and the bottom. Al yonim atachtonim was now severed, was now menutzak megamri. Hence, it's called churban. Loshen Cherev, that's why Osias Afuchas, when you're masakin it, intermingle the letters of Cherev and Churban. What do you get? Cherev, Chibur, Ir Shechubro Layachtov, Chaver, Chavrusashav. When you intermingle the letters, it's the opposite of a Cherev. Instead of cutting off, it's a Chibur, it's the uniting things. And the opposite of Churban, when you're Mahapich the Osios, what emerges? Gevaldik, Chevron, what's Chevron? All the tefillahs come together and they all ascend heavenward. Derech Chevron, the Makam Achibur Gevaldik. That's the opposite, the antithesis of a Chevron, the and he has daiti chevron churban the same osios mamela. The Maral says a gavaldig yisod gvuro sashet. We know the famous Chazal at Klai saw sunk to the level 50. That's it. We would have been out of the picture. As Hashem had to take us, here we are. It's Yisrael on the threshold of Chag Pesach about learning the Torah. We would have been lost. Frank the Maral, what do you mean we would have been lost? Abishon could do whatever he wanted to do. So let Klai saw sink to 50 and just start again. Zuk the Maral and gvuro sashet poor yisod. Had they been mufka from this world, yes, Hashem could have continued Klai Yisrael. It would have been a new Metzias. Had they sunk to level 50, they never would have been regarded henceforth as the Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The continuum of time and the attribution back to the Avos HaKadoshim would have been menutzak legamri. It would have been a new Nekudas HaSchola, a new beginning of the Metzias of Klai Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want. I want Klai Yisrael to be taken out right away. We got to be saved because I want them always to be the Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I want the Kesher to be there. So the Phineas died to perhaps that's what Chazal used a lotion of Churban Cherev, a separation. Why is Binyamin crying? Binyamin, you cry because the Mishkan in the place of Yosef, your brother, Mishkan Shiloh, Sovli Charev. It was never Nischarev. It can't. The Sforno says, we built it. It's not going to be built. No, what does he mean? Binyamin knows that one day the Beis HaMikdash is going to be in his place. The Frat, the Makom, Ha'ara, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's going to be in the Schus HaHoshim. What was Binyamin's home at Sias? His home at Sias was, I'm the brother of Yosef HaTzadik. Built in to the name and thus the essence of Yosef HaTzadik was what? Back in Vayetze, Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher. The future brother called Binyamin, who's Benjamin, who has been already, he is the future encoded and encrypted in the Metzius of Yosef's essence. He is Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher. Amelo and Yosef HaTzadik, it does, Kilo puts himself in a situation that he's Motzi 10 Tipus Azera, as the Me'am Lois is Marech and Parsha Vayesha. He was Roy to be Mamed Yubei Shvatim, instead he's only Mamed Menashe. And Ephraim, but Binyamin is Mashlim. Binyamin is the brother that takes over where Yosef left off because they're two Mamish brothers. When does Yosef cry? Al Tzavri Binyamin Achiv. What do you mean? I know it's his brother. How many times do you have to tell me it's his brother? Phineas Daiti, the Torah wants to be Madgish. It's the Achva, the Ichuya Kera. There's Yosef and Binyamin. We were separated, now we're together. Binyamin's crying, why? Because one day I'm not going to be your continuation. You were supposed to have 12 Shvatim. I continued you. I had 10 sons. And Binyamin, Gevaldik, named all 10 sons connected to Yosef HaTzadik. Because Binyamin says, I always want to be connected to you. Amela, why is he crying? It's a churban in the sense of out of a cherub, of a severance of sorts. Because what did Binyamin want? Avad, he knew that the ultimate was the Bayis Kavua, the Hainu, the Beis HaMikdash. But if Yosef HaTzadik, if we're going to lose Mishkan Shiloh, it's going to be Nesvatla, then my Beis HaMikdash is a new Metzias. It's a new Nekudas Haskalah. Binyamin doesn't want a new bias. He wants the Hemshech. He would have loved that. What? Take the Mishkan that was in Shiloh, that was in Nova, now transmit it and move it to Yerushalayim and now move that and transform it into Bayis Kavua to hide the Beis HaMikdash. Instead, what's going to happen? It'll be Nesvatla. The ties are severed. The Beis HaMikdash in Metzias, Amitis was a new Nekudas Haskalah. It was a new beginning. That began with Shlomo. What Binyamin is crying about is Sufli Chorev, is Meduyik in the Loshans, the Cher of the Kesher. Here we're now, we were separated, now we're together. And I'm crying because I see that what? The Achva is going to be separated once again. Avada, there won't be any destruction of your Mishkan in Shiloh and the place of Yosef HaTzadik. But I would have loved to be the Hemshech of Yosef, just like I gave 10 sons as the Hemshech of Yosef's 12. And I named them 10 for Yosef. I would have loved to build my Beis HaMikdash as a Hemshech of the Bayitz Mani Lefini Yastaiti. And that's what Binyamin is mourning. That's the Loshen Lichorev, not Nisbatlo. It's Davka Lichorev, the Zechor, but we have a Beis HaMikdash. Yes, but it's not seen as the mere continuation of the Mishkan. It's seen as a new bias legamri. Amela the Loshen is very meduyek. Sai in the Rashi, up here the Gemara Megillah, Sai in the Gemara Tzvachim. Amela, that answers Akashas. Have an awesome night and a great rest of the week.